Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
AEW stars have been released, SummerSlam has a home, and the indie world comes to the WWE Network. For Friday, August the 14th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. In the last few hours, we have learned that All Elite Wrestling has come to the terms of the release of three of its roster. Jimmy Havoc, Bea Priestley, and Sadie Gibbs are now no longer part of AEW. This was confirmed by Dave Meltzer of the Wrestling Observer. Now, we don't know the details as to what led to them being released last night. Obviously, with Jimmy Havoc, he has been off AEW television since June. We're going back to June 19th when All Elite Wrestling put out a statement saying that Jimmy Havoc was out of AEW for the time being, and they would evaluate his status in the company following rehabilitation for mental health and substance abuse. Allegations regarding Jimmy Havoc came out following the speaking out movement. AEW acknowledged those allegations and consequently took Jimmy Havoc off TV pending a review. That review period seems to have ended and has resulted in Jimmy Havoc leaving AEW. Bea Priestley and Sadie Gibbs, we don't know the extent of what happened with both of those. We know Bea Priestley has had, I think, about 8 matches in total with AEW. She hasn't been on TV since March the 11th on Dynamite, obviously, being in the UK. The travel thing is something that is stopping her from appearing on television. Sadie Gibbs, meanwhile, only had 3 matches in AEW, was on the books for AEW, but hasn't wrestled at all for them throughout 2020. She's the only one so far that has acknowledged the release from AEW out of all three. She's the only one that's gone to Twitter to talk about it. And she says, quote, "My journey, it's been one hell of a ride. I never expect it to get any easier. I just expect my core values and perception to evolve and for me always to find grace within moving forwards. Thank you so much to Tony Khan and AEW for giving me a chance of a lifetime." When we know more about the release of Jimmy Havoc, Bea Priestley, and Sadie Gibbs, we will let you know more at cultaholic.com. SummerSlam officially has a home. This has been quite the discussion over the last several weeks. Vince McMahon adamant that he doesn't want to have SummerSlam at the Performance Center. He wants to do something to make it feel special. Consequently, they've gone back and forth with possible locations, including possibly the beach, possibly on a boat. Atlantic City was discussed as well, and it's all been met with no's, refusals, and a lot of logistical nightmares that prevented it from happening. It was reported yesterday via the Wrestling Observer and via WrestleVotes that the location for SummerSlam this year will be the Amway Center in Orlando, Florida. Now, we are waiting for an official sign-off on this from WWE. An announcement is pending, we understand. But this is going to be a big thing for WWE. The first time they could potentially have some live fans at a wrestling show for some time. And now, obviously, we've had Performance Center recruits and friends and special guests at the Performance Center. But this will feel like the biggest WWE show we've had since probably March, as things gradually start to find a new normal. This was the plan all along. Vince wanted to make SummerSlam feel big. And I think in the climate that we are in, the Amway Center is going to feel big as opposed to other more grandiose plans that were had. In the climate that we're in, this is actually going to feel pretty big. So we will now see what happens. We're expecting a announcement from WWE at some point today where they'll officially confirm the Amway Center, and expect there to be an announcement regarding social distancing measures and safety precautions. If they're going to let fans into the Amway, there's going to have to be a lot of practices in place to keep them safe. So when we know more, you'll know more too. Fans have already been returning, however, to AEW. Now, according to a report from Pro Wrestling Sheet, 150 invited spectators were at Daly's Place in Jacksonville, Florida for the last set of Dynamite tapings. They were seated a good distance away from the AEW wrestlers who were at ringside, and they were all spaced apart unless they were in like a predetermined group, whether they come with a particularly sized party. So you have to believe that Vince McMahon is going to be furious when he finds out that AEW have been having fans at their shows before he has. Staying with AEW, Dynamite wins out on a fairly disappointing night in the ratings. Both shows down, AEW averaging 792,000 viewers compared to NXT's 619,000 on the USA Network. About a fifth of a drop from last week's numbers. Lots to compete against. At the moment on television, it's Shark Week on the Discovery Network, so it's always going to be really popular and it's going to pull a lot of eyes away. Also, Joe Biden and the presidential coverage with him has also taken some of those viewers away from there as well. NBA and MLB action as well. The NHL starting the opening round of their playoffs this week. There's been lots of eyes on other things. So that's why the number for both shows is down. Regardless, it's AEW that wins the night over NXT. Chris Jericho tweeted out the numbers on his personal Twitter, accompanied by a GIF of Keith Lee getting his face burned. Hashtag demo burn. Hashtag demo god. Yesterday, just a few hours before the event in New Japan Pro Wrestling officially cancelled the event. The statement says, unfortunately, one of the wrestlers scheduled to appear had developed a fever. The wrestler immediately undertook additional COVID-19 testing, but New Japan Pro Wrestling is still awaiting results. Under New Japan Pro Wrestling's coronavirus guidelines, and acting in the best interests of health and safety for other wrestlers and fans in attendance, the decision was made to cancel the event. It was going to be a non-televised show featuring a six-man tag team main event. Evil, Ishimori, Togo, Naito, Takahashi, Bushi. None of that ended up happening. As it stands, their next show is this Sunday. It's another non-televised show. So I guess it's one that if there is still some concern regarding the welfare of one of their performers, it could be another show that they end up cancelling. It's fair play to New Japan, who are at a point where they're not taking a single chance when it comes to COVID-19. And the first possible signs of somebody maybe having it, they make the right call and they just call the show off altogether. AEW Insider have reported that AJ Styles' opponent for SummerSlam is set to be an old TNA nemesis. According to them, AJ Styles will be defending his Intercontinental Championship at SummerSlam a week on Sunday against Jeff Hardy. This certainly seems to be some of the directions that we've seen at the TV tapings, again, according to sources. It seems still a bit out of the blue, with only a couple of weeks build to see AJ versus Jeff Hardy, but you know they have the potential to absolutely steal the night. Staying with SmackDown, a SmackDown star wants a shot at Raw Underground. Sonya Deville was chatting to Sports Keeda. She said, I know I'll end up over there on Raw Underground. It'll probably end up being me versus Shayna Baszler one of these days, and I'd happily give her a little TKO action. Sonya Deville versus Shayna Baszler on Raw Underground. Yep, that's good for me, thank you. I will take that. A documentary is coming out on former WCW star and, of course, AAA wrestling legend Vampiro. The press release goes as follows. A new wrestling documentary hitting theatres for a limited run next month before coming to video on demand. Nail in the Coffin, The Fall and Rise of Vampiro follows the career of the titular Mexican wrestling legend Vampiro. The 88-minute documentary will be released by Epic Pictures on Friday, September the 4th. Semi-retired professional wrestler Ian Hodgkinson reveals the harsh realities behind the glamour of being in the world of wrestling as the infamous Vampiro, a Lucha Libre legend. Hodgkinson tells the astonishing story about his meteoric rise to fame in the 90s and how it almost killed him. Yet none of that was as backbreaking as his current life, working behind the scenes as the director of talent for Lucha Libre AAA in Mexico City and Lucha Underground in Los Angeles, while simultaneously raising his teenage daughter, Dasha, in remote Northern Canada as a single parent. Now, unlike many professional wrestling documentaries before, director Michael Patz has constructed a fascinating and heartfelt look at a wrestler who has overcome and continues to battle with physical injuries, sexual abuse, and drug addiction. Told through an engrossing collection of home videos and personal interviews with his closest friends and family, Nail in the Coffin is an intimate and genuine look into a single father grappling with fame, the pressures of professional and personal responsibilities, and his own mortality. And it's been teased for a long time, but it is finally happening. Content from independent wrestling promotions affiliated with WWE is coming to the WWE Network. Sports Illustrated made the announcement yesterday that WWE have confirmed that shows from Evolve, WXW, Progress, and Insane Championship Wrestling will begin airing on the network beginning this Saturday. So on Saturday, there is a whole day of shows devoted to these independent promotions now being shown on the WWE Network. So to give you a rundown of what you can watch from Saturday, the best of Drew McIntyre in Evolve. Drew had some belters in Evolve as well. Best of Keith Lee in Evolve. That's coming up as well. ICW Shugs Hoos Party 5 Night 2. WXW Femme Fatales 2019 and WXW Ambition 11 plus Progress Wrestling Chapter 92. This is a really exciting time if you're a fan of independent wrestling. It was confirmed that WWE purchased Evolve last month, so they're now starting to use some of that library. What's amazing is that on all these companies, you've got guys who are current WWE stars, and you can see how their story played out from the very beginning. I reached out to ICW commentator Billy Kirkwood, and he shared a couple of ICW pay-per-views for you to keep an eye out for.
How you doing, everyone? Cultaholic, it's Billy Kirkwood here, the voice of Insane Championship Wrestling. Don't worry. Relax, I've never heard of me either. But what I want to give you is three ICW shows you have to check out to find out everything that's going on in the realm of insanity. First off, it's Square Go 5. Now, being from Scotland, I love a Square Go, and this is one of the wildest nights in pro wrestling. There is 30 people, 5 weapons, 1 opportunity to win a championship shot here in Insane Championship Wrestling, and this one came from the legendary Battlelands Ballroom in Glasgow, including a hard-fought match for the ICW World Heavyweight title when Grado defended against Chris Renfrew. Also, you got to check out Fear and Loathing 10 from the Hydro in Glasgow. 6,000 plus screaming fans watched an amazing night of pro wrestling, including a battle between Team Dallas and the Black Label for control of Insane Championship Wrestling and a 3-way cage match for the ICW's women title, Casey, Viper and Kaylee Ray. And you've got to check this one out, Shug's Hoos Party 5 Night 1, including a showdown in one of the most intense rivalries in Insane Championship Wrestling's history. Could Lionheart finally beat Just Justice Jackie Polo? make sure to check out everything that's going on in Insane Championship Wrestling. I've been Billy Kirkwood. I know, I can't understand what I'm saying either. Look after yourself, Cultaholics.
At cultaholic.com right now, more details on SummerSlam being moved to the Amway. You can check out the latest episode of Desert Island Graps featuring former GCW heavyweight champion AJ Gray on the Cultaholic podcast feed right now. And on the Cultaholic YouTube channel, Matthew, Jack, and Ross are back together for the Cultaholic Wrestling Podcast. You can watch it on the YouTube channel and hear it on the podcast feed from tomorrow. And 1400 British Standard Time today at twitch.tv/Cultaholic. It is the second episode of Love You Bye Fridays. It's going to be me, you, live on Twitch with Skype. And you can call in and we can shoot the breeze on anything and everything. Live talk show at twitch.tv/cultaholic. I will see you at 2 o'clock British time for Love You Bye Fridays. If I don't, I will speak to you Monday. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.